Who in your family does the most work, husband or wife? You or your siblings? Who in your family does nothing? If they're here, if you want, you can point at them, tell me. So there are some people, unfortunately, in our families, when they come home, they don't help with dinner, they don't help clean up, they don't even offer to help. So they say, well, I need a rest. Being in grade 5 is hard work. We're in the Sabbath summer right now of resting in God and celebrating Him, but sometimes a few people are in the Sabbath year. I know what it's like. I used to be very lazy myself. I never read a novel as a kid. I watched 4 hours of TV a day. That was my guide and master. And I never helped clean at home. And now I have the opposite problem, that of overwork. And a lot of us have that problem. We're workaholics. And we are sleep deprived. So how do we know if something is truly restful or if it's just laziness? There are 3 insights we can glean from the gospel that speak to the opposite sins of laziness and workaholism. So first, our Lord Jesus says, be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. So the literal words of the first part, be dressed for action, is let your loins be girded, which means to, in that time, to have, if you have ankle-length robes, you pull them up high so that you can move about freely and you can serve. And St. Cyril of Alexandria, he says this phrase speaks of the readiness of the mind to work hard in everything praiseworthy, as well as physical hard work. And then the phrase, to have lamps lit. That means to be intellectually awake and cheerful. One word we don't talk about a lot these days is duty. So duty is another word for responsibility. And responsibility and duty, it reflects our humanity, it reflects our maturity. If I could, just for 1 second, just address the men here. A lot of us know, as men, when we are failing in our duty as brothers, or husbands, or fathers. Now, no one has to tell us this. We feel it. Our conscience tells us, and it feels terrible. So sometimes we're in tough positions. We come home, we're really exhausted, we need rest, but there's so many duties to take care of. What do you do? So you do both if possible. But let's say you can't do both. You rest or do your duty? You do your duty. Because to avoid our duty feels terrible. To let people who are counting on us down, it's awful. And like we talked about last week, if we keep on doing lazy things in our life, we always take the easy way out. If we keep on doing that, it becomes part of our character. That's the way virtue and vice works. We keep on doing it, it becomes who we are, and then we become lazy people. And not only does that feel bad, it is awful. Now, if we are in a bind, what we try to do is get rid of the non-essentials. So we're all tempted to waste time in very small ways, but get rid of the non-essentials, like checking our email. Don't check your phone. Prioritize rest, prioritize our duty. And remember, if we have time to eat, we have time to... guess we have time to nothing. No. If we have time to eat, we have time to... yeah, if we have time to eat, we have time to pray. Now, others among us, we are different. We already have a strong sense of duty. So our problem is, what we have to be aware of, is not taking on duties that aren't ours. So we might be very generous, but actually we lack self-possession, and we lack clear boundaries. So what we do is, we take on duties God doesn't even want us to take on. So we have to be very careful of that opposite temptation. Number 2. Jesus says, blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert, and the word there is awake, when he comes. And if he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. Okay, clearly Jesus isn't asking us to be physically awake all the time, because he slept, and sleeping is good. One thing we always have to emphasize in our Catholic faith is this importance of logic and right reason. So, if something isn't in accord with right reason, you look at it again. So if we're constantly sleep deprived, it's not God's will. Unless there's an overriding moral reason to do it. That's that we have to take care of young children. Or there's some emergency situations. So Jesus isn't talking about being physically awake constantly. He's talking about being morally awake and spiritually awake. St. Basil the Great says, we're supposed to be in a state of total responsiveness to God. Now this is very important. being responsive to God, because, okay, we all need sleep, but each of us need different amounts of sleep. So being responsive means being aware, what do I need? So I'll be honest, I need 8 hours of sleep because I'm a big baby. How much sleep do you need? Do you know? And do you know what's restful for you? So we always aim for that. We might not always get it, but at least if we're aware of it, we can aim for it, and then we balance that with our duty. Number three, in the parable, why is the slave punished? It says because he does not do what his master wanted. So that's the key. Doing what the master wants, not what we want. And what does the master want? What does the Lord want? What does Jesus want? He wants us to reach what we call our final end. So that is philosophical language we use, to reach our final end. It means to reach that which we're made for. St. Ignatius of Loyola says, man is created to praise, reverence, and serve God our Lord, and by this means to save his soul. We want to choose rest or activity that helps us get there. So if you've got some relaxation that helps you get there, that's good. That's not laziness. That's rest. But if we've got overwork, so much work that it distracts us from our final end, that's excessive. That's not what the Lord wants. One time, the rector of the high school seminary in Mission, the rector is the director, he said that the seminarians were playing too many video games. Too many, and maybe some bad ones too. So he's trying to come up with a rationale. How do I convince them to limit the amount of video games and then choose the right one? Then it hit him. He realized a good video game is something that takes you into a fantasy world, but then when you come out, you're more virtuous and you're better able to face the real world. So Lord of the Rings, he said, it's this great fantasy world. Why? Because when you go into it, you have this clear notion of good and evil, of right and wrong, of courage and nobility and friendship and sacrifice. So when we come back to the real world, we're actually strengthened. Now, in my first year of priesthood, I had this revelation. I had made a decision, a resolution, I'm not going to watch TV. Because for the most part, TV, mostly it's a waste of time. And it wasn't helping me be a better version of myself. But one day, I was so exhausted, I didn't want to do anything. So I decided to go to the living room, sit on the couch, and I watched half an hour of Battlestar Galactica. And it was so restful. At the end of it, I didn't even finish the whole thing. It was so restful, I wanted to pray. And that's when I knew, wow, good recreation can actually help you achieve your final end, can actually help you want to pray. So my next vacation, I said, I'm going to watch Battlestar Galactica, the whole first season. So the first night, I watched 3 episodes. Second night, I watched another 3 episodes. But that second night, I couldn't sleep because I wanted to watch episode 7. And then I realized, okay, this is not helping me anymore. So I realized, okay, this is not helping me in my final end. And then I also realized something else. Battlestar Galactica, incredibly well written. But there's also a moral danger because there's a lot of sexual temptation in it. So I never finished the series. We're in the Sabbath summer right now. And so we asked the Lord, Lord, what renews me? Lord, how can I come closer to you? So focus on those things. So always prayer. Prayer is a source of peace. Reading good literature, it does renew us. Cut back on the non-essentials and ask for help. God wants us to ask for help. So if I could recommend to any married couples here, if you can go on some date nights, I think that'd be really good for your marriage. It's going to cost some money. It's going to cost some time. It's going to be a good investment for your marriage. And you say, well, Father Justin, I need babysitters. I'm going to volunteer all of our teenagers to be your babysitters. And that's a compliment to them because they're really good teenagers. And they could be your babysitter, and I'll offer them for free. So there you go.